Welcome, everybody, to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Carolyn is amazing. She's a doctor, she's a naturopath, she's an herbalist, she's an acupuncturist. She's going to tell you exactly what she would do if she were in your shoes. I can't think of a person who has devoted more time to helping people's health than Dr. Carolyn Dean. She can make a huge difference as you listen to her words of wisdom. We know she's ahead of time because she is the doctor of the future. Welcome, Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Yay! Oh, Ginny, I miss you, Ginny. You should come back here now. Come back here now.
Oh, gosh. We did have a good time. Welcome, everybody, to Dr. Carolyn Dean Live. I'm one of the few people on the planet who actually has a devoted business associate who lives in Maui and invites me over there on a regular basis to come do business. Everybody always winks when I tell them that's where I'm going. Sure, a business meeting. But we did get a lot of great business done, all for the benefit of our listeners and our viewers and the people who follow Dr. Carolyn Dean's robust library, all of her videos, her educational materials, her courses, and of course, use those fantastic products found at rnareset.com that are going to be on the semi-annual sale starting this Wednesday, May 6th, 22% off site-wide. And you'll be able to indulge yourself and lather yourself up with all the goodness and be sure to try something you've never tried. Don't just buy 400 bottles of the same thing. Get something new and experience something even more fantastically, wonderfully different. So we're very excited to have you here tonight. If this is the first time that you've met Dr. Carolyn Dean, you are in for a treat. 55 years of experience as a doctor, an MD, a naturopath, a clinical researcher, an herbalist, an acupuncturist. There's no end to her qualifications. You can't believe the people that she knows, the experience that she's had, the trends that she's watched come and go, flip-flop, belly flop, all over the place, and the incredible treasury of her wisdom that she set. Every Monday night, we hope you bookmark this and stay with us. And tonight we're going to be talking about one of her favorite subjects, which is sugar. And we're going to be talking about all kinds of things, her hacks. We're going to allow her to decode medical information for us, medical updates and little sayings that people are putting out, trying to explain to us what's happening with your medical care, but she's really going to explain it to you the right way. So we're happy to have you with us. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast. Carolyn, what would you like to start with?
Well, I'm going to find my file first and go straight to the library. And do our blog of the week, which is about sugar. But when I went to grab the article, the blog, I noticed that my Michael Sandler interview was up there at drcarolyndean.com. So what we do is we have the podcasts up and the blogs up. And do we have the podcast? I don't know. But we have the interviews. And that interview with Michael Sandler was a lot of fun. So people should look at that. He's a well-known podcaster, really sweet guy. And I met him when he and his wife, Jessica, lived here in Maui. But then they had to move away. But check out the interviews. I hadn't been doing them lately because I had a lot of visitors this past month or so. But and we were doing the study. Julie and I were doing the Maui Reset study, which is awesome. And I'm having fun kind of describing it to various people because we want people to understand that when they take our protocol, which is six or seven of our formulas, they can slow their aging. And I think we kind of went into the study thinking, well, people's vitamin levels and mineral levels are going to go up and their tissue levels are going to be healthier. But the slowing aging part is very fascinating. We're up against, I'm not going to name the synthetic multivitamin and mineral that they did a study on, but it was a multivitamin mineral and cocoa powder. And I think cocoa powder did most of the heavy lifting, but they slowed aging. After 2 years of tens of thousands of people on this multiple vitamin and cocoa powder, they slowed aging by 4 months. Four months. And with our people, it was years. It was literally years. So we're going to be putting that information up on the website, and you'll see the stories of these 10 Maui reset people. So it's quite fascinating. So I want you to know about that and about Michael Sandler. And also, I do want you to go to parageniusfoundation.org/newsletter. Let me send that. Is Melody Rose on board today, Ginny?
She sure is.
Okay, then I will send Melody Rose this URL. It's parageniusfoundation.org. And you know, we're kind of in a bit of a pickle because of the Kona rains. We had like torrential rains that blew out $150,000 worth of plantings and structure and roads on the farm. So if people feel moved to donate to the Paragenius Foundation to help the farm, I would appreciate that. So getting right, and Ginny was up on the farm. She came up when we were having one of our children's farm tours. Then Paragenius Foundation funds the tours, and she had a great time, had a good talk with Ryan the farmer, who she's known from all kinds of previous visits. So it was great. It was a nice experience for everybody.
Carolyn. Okay. Her own version of the Future Farmers of America. If you guys know FFA, and if you understand what Future Farmers of America are committed to, is training youth to think about agriculture and to think about regenerative agriculture, in particular with Ryan's farm. And I was impressed with how attentive the young people were. They're very curious. And they want to know how to farm, how to take care of themselves. They want to understand the life, the whole ecosystem of a regenerative farm. And Ryan is so passionate about teaching them. It's a fantastic, it's a very beautiful program. It's very well done.
Yeah. Okay, then we're going to talk about the blog. The hidden sugar in healthy foods is keeping you stuck. That's the title. It's at RNA Reset at the bottom, and a long line of blogs and interviews. So it's a long read. I'm not going to read it all out, but I like it because it's got lots of lists and lots of great information. You'll notice on X that all the great food and snack recipes all have sugar and wheat. We are addicted to sugar. I was addicted to sugar. I'm much better now. I make buckwheat pancakes with raisins and macadamia nuts now for my sugar hit. But you got to start reading labels. A snack label may say it's organic and appear to be healthy, but then you read that it's got sugar. It may say organic sugar. It's still sugar. So food companies, they've become experts at using words like natural, healthy, low fat, no added sugar to create the illusion of wellness. But chronic sugar exposure disrupts metabolism, hormones, cellular health, even when the food looks healthy on the surface. So you'll read through all that and read about cravings and then read about the names of these healthy sugars. Cane sugar, evaporated cane juice, still sugar. Coconut sugar is still sugar. Agave nectar is still sugar. Honey, maple syrup, date paste, all sugar. High fructose corn syrup, the worst. Brown rice syrup, corn syrup, tapioca syrup, barley malt syrup, all sugar. And then you have to watch out for fruit juice concentrate, apple juice concentrate, pear juice concentrate, dried fruit. And then there's the sort of chemical names, the maltodextrin, dextrose, fructose, glucose, sucrose, and lactose. The sugar alcohols are also sugars. Sorbitol, xylitol, mannitol, erythritol. Xylitol supposedly is quote, natural and healthy, but it still is the sugar that can keep your cravings going. While often marketed as better options, all these sugars can still impact gut health. They feed yeast, disrupt digestion, and maintain a sweet dependency. So we've got the, you know, the protein bars, the granola and cereals, the yogurt. Read the label. 5 grams of sugar, that's a teaspoon of sugar. So you can have a yogurt that one serving that has 30 grams of sugar. That's 6 teaspoons. Salad dressings. We all know about ketchup and sugar. The plant-based milks, to make them palatable, they have sugar. And of course, smoothies and bottled juices. And then what we get to sort of treat that whole business is magnesium. It sort of helps us with our sugar dependency, gives us energy, whereas we're eating sugar products to try to give us a lift. Magnesium will do that. But unfortunately, what happens is magnesium is overused to metabolize sugar. So high sugar intake accelerates magnesium deficiency. And like I said, sugar is feeding yeast. Yeast produces toxins. Toxins disrupt metabolism, mood, and immunity, and they increase your cravings. More sugar gets consumed because the yeast are demanding sugar. So vicious cycle. What you do is go to my new book, Detox Your Body, The Sugar-Free Plan. In that, I guide you through the essential steps of removing sugar and ultra-processed foods, supporting your detox pathways, helping the body eliminate toxins, replenish nutrient building blocks, and restoring minerals, especially magnesium and other essential cofactors. This will help restore gut balance and reduce yeast overgrowth and support digestive resilience. So after all that, Ginny, any comments?
I think that does sum it up, but it's amazing to me. We saw a lot of honey. And I even heard a show the other day where somebody was talking about how they've used honey to cure their allergies from local farmers because the bees carry the XYZ, but then she went on to admit it took months. So, you know, what do you think of honey?
Well, they're after the pollen, and that's why local is important. So there's pollen residue that gets into honey that seems to give you a bit of immunity, like taking an allergy shot. You're taking a shot of pollen, but you can confuse yourself or make yourself think, oh, this is healthy. And it can be, I mean, a little bit of honey here and there, but I don't even bother with honey anymore. Yeah. If I want something sweet, it's a piece of fruit. So yeah, I think we've all grown up for so long on so much sugar that even the natural sugars can be a problem for some people. And I'm a little more adamant about it because of yeast overgrowth. You know, I suffered from yeast overgrowth and I'm still susceptible So that's where I'm coming from.
Very good. Excellent. All right. Excellent. Somebody on the chat line is saying that they suffer from allergies. What do you recommend for allergies, Carolyn? Mostly in their nose, it looks like.
Okay. Then that implies yeast overgrowth. So personally, I'd be on the Flora Revive and the Pico Silver, have my little handheld nebulizer with straight Pico Silver in it to breathe in, because it's very difficult to get anything from the bloodstream into the mucous membranes of the sinuses, because the mucus will clog things up. So antibiotics, that's why they have to use really high dose antibiotics for bacterial sinus infections, because it hardly gets to the bacteria. But if you use a nebulizer, the Pico Silver, you have a good chance of dealing with your yeast, or if there's a subclinical bacterial infection. And allergies, what a lot of our customers say when spring comes around and they've been using all our formulas, then they don't suffer. Because what happens in the mucous membranes of the nasal passages and the sinuses is, if your cell membranes aren't strong enough, they'll be a little weakened and they'll tear a little bit and get irritated. You'll be absorbing environmental toxins. So you want to keep all your membranes strong throughout your whole body, all your tissues strong. But yes, when people talk about mucous membranes being irritated, like the nasal passages, you do have to look at yeast. And you can go, is my yeast reset book available to members, Ginny?
No.
Yeah.
But remember, we have subclinical, we have the sugar toxicity book, we have the yeast sugar, and then we have, and in that sugar toxicity book, we talk all about yeast overgrowth. It's basically about yeast overgrowth.
Right.
And so exposing sugar toxicity, the thing, a lot of people write about sugar, they do not write about the impact of sugar and yeast overgrowth. So that is really what that book is about. And that's the one that we would recommend you get. And if you do get it, and you remember, you can download it for free, you can get it on Amazon, or you can buy it on our website. So there's lots of ways to get it. But that's the book you really want to get to understand the impact of what sugar does in yeast and how it affects your allergies.
So free to members, you buy it on Amazon or you buy it on our website, and it's a PDF. And a PDF, I think you can convert it to a Word document, and a Word document, you can Kindle it onto your Amazon Kindle account and read it on your phone, like I do most of my books and articles.
Very good.
Okay, onward. Questions and comments. We received a very sweet comment from Edwin from Nairobi. Edwin says, please pass a thank you message to Dr. Carolyn Dean for her good works. I am based in Nairobi, Kenya, and I've been preaching about Dr. Carolyn's products. Best regards, Edwin. So that was totally sweet. And then we have a couple of reviews. This review on RNA Reset for Flora Revive, we're talking about that for yeast overgrowth. It's our soil-based probiotic antifungal. Peggy says, this is the best probiotic. I have been using it for years. So that is cool. I've been using mine for years too, and it's awesome. A review on Pico Pets for Remag from Eliza, who said, this really helped my cat's mobility. And any of you can go to our websites, rnareset.com, picopets.com, and leave a review. It helps educate other customers about the products, and it's very helpful to us and to them. A couple questions. What is Dr. Dean's opinion on milk, raw and natural milk? I've heard people say that it's very good for you. I'm doubtful and interested in her detailed opinion. I don't know how detailed, but I mean, I remember back in the day, you reading about, well, you know, milk is just made for cows, baby cows, and it helps grow baby cows. And in my case, I never got natural or raw milk. Apparently, it is much healthier, of course, because it's not pasteurized, it's not heated, it doesn't lose all its nutrients, it doesn't sort of condense. That's not the right word, but when you heat milk, it denatures the protein to some extent. But for me, milk was always mucus building. So when I came across the yeast problem that I had from the birth control pill and high sugar intake, I learned about avoiding sugar, wheat, and dairy. Now we say sugar, gluten, and dairy. Sugars are sucrose sugars, fruit sugars, and milk dairy sugars, lactose. So I was quite happy to avoid dairy for a long time. And I eat it every once in a while, still get mucus. If you can get raw milk, well, you do an experiment and see how you feel on it. And what I know from treating allergies, you rotate foods like that, foods that cause mucus. You don't eat them or take them every day. Every 3 days, giving yourself 72 hours to kind of detoxify from something that may give you a buildup or be acted upon by the body as if it's a foreign substance and attacked. So that's that answer. And then this is a question. I take one scoop of vitamin C powder first thing in the morning and warm water on an empty stomach. My dentist has noticed my gums are improving, and I know it is the vitamin C powder. Is it possible to increase my dosage to 2 scoops? Yes, definitely. And take the second scoop later on the day? Yes, definitely. And then would a combination of the capsules and a scoop of the powder benefit me? And if so, how many capsules? I don't understand the difference. Well, our vitamin C berry powder in the canister has a high dose of ascorbic acid. One scoop is 2,000 milligrams of ascorbic acid, but it also has Ginny may know how much exactly, some of the food-based vitamin C complex in a berry powder. So it's got the benefits of a food-based whole C complex, but the capsules are all food-based vitamin C, all berry powder. And they are 500, is it, Ginny will tell me, 500 milligrams per capsule. For me, I no longer get ulcers in my mouth taking these formulas. I think it was from my magnesium deficiency. I bite the sides of my mouth, you know, my jaw would go into spasm. I don't know what was going on. And I'd have these ulcers for 2 and 3 weeks trying to heal. But now if I bite the inside of my mucous membranes by for whatever reason, or I scratch the roof of my mouth with a sunflower seed, it heals overnight because I'm taking this vitamin C. So I'll go to Ginny for the dosing that I mentioned.
The vitamin C capsules are 500 milligrams a piece. That's right. And the whole vitamin C reset powder.
How much of the berry powder is in the vitamin C reset powder?
1,110.
Milligrams.
Yep.
Yeah. 1,110 milligrams. So yep. That's 1/10 of a gram. Yep. Not that much, but it does do the job. We've had such good feedback on that.
Oh, no, okay. No, wait a minute. I said it the wrong way, 1,110. It's 1,100 milligrams of the vitamin C and 25 milligrams of the Vitaberry blend. So it's there to round that out. Yeah.
Okay. So it's like a tiny bit. It's still tiny. Yeah. Okay. Okay, next question. This listener says, I know from your previous shows you've talked about taking psyllium husk powder. I call it psyllium seed powder. I think there's a difference between seeds and husks, but I take a fine powder. And Sheer, he says, I would like to start this, and I have daily loose stools due to gallbladder surgery. I know you have to drink it straight away and consume more water afterwards. My worry is that since I add my Remite, Remag, Pico Silver, Pico Zinc to my drinking water, 2 liters per day, will I be wasting my minerals? Okay, so what this implies is that this person has their water for the day, all the minerals in, and she wonders, am I supposed to take the mineral water and put it in with my psyllium, shake it up and drink it? I do that myself. I think it slows down the absorption a little bit, and it's a way that I can get my minerals in. You don't have to do it like that. You could take 1.5 liters and put all your minerals in, 0.5 liter to deal with your psyllium. That's all. That's the answer to that question. And then will it affect my Reline and Flora Revive taking them with psyllium? You take psyllium an hour before you take any of your supplements, or at least an hour after, because the fiber might be binding to medications or supplements. So you leave an hour space. And I'll stop now to see if Jenny has any questions from our listeners.
Okay, very good. We went over the allergy question. I believe somebody on the chat line was asking for feedback from people on the chat. If you've used Remag and you've noticed it's helped you, how has it helped you and what dose did you take? Now, they can't really talk about their dosing because Dr. Dean has strict dosing guidelines and she's going to talk about those right now. But they can certainly tell you what their outcomes were. Carolyn, what is your dosing recommendation for Remag?
Well, on the label, we put start with 1/4 teaspoon in your drinking water and sip it through the day. And after about 2-3 days, add another 1/4 and sip it through the day and just see how you feel. Another 2 days go by, add another 1/4. Now, some people, I had this at the market the other day. Someone said, I got up to 1/2 teaspoon and I was taking it. And then, some of my symptoms started coming back and maybe even worse. And I said, well, did you keep adding? Because once you start kind of unlocking that Pandora's box of all these enzymes, 600 to 800 enzymes that need magnesium, they want more. You have to keep feeding. But we like to start out slow and build. And some people, I personally went up to 4 teaspoons for my heart palpitations. But now I only need 1.5 teaspoons, which is 450 milligrams. I tell people to at least go up to 2 teaspoons, take it through the day. If you take it all at once, all you're doing is overloading your cells. Your cells won't take it in and it'll dump into your intestines and there's your laxative effect. So you're causing that if you're just taking it all in one dose. Okay, Jenny, how do you do?
You did fantastic. Now, here's some more questions for you. Michelle's saying that she's noticing horizontal ridges on her nails as she takes all of our formulas all the time for the last 2 years. And she's wondering if it's a nutrient deficiency. And if it is, what do you think it is?
Horizontal. I forget what that is. Gosh. Melody wrote.
I thought it was zinc. I'll look real quick.
Look real quick. Zinc is white spots.
Oh, zinc is white spots. Okay.
Zinc is white spots. When it's horizontal, it implies it's something in the nail bed as your fingernails are growing. They're not getting something at the nail bed level. I don't know if that would mean an infection or lack of protein or if it's minerals, but are you finding anything in Future Health Now Encyclopedia?
I'm going to look. And then also the other question that's here is what lysine and proline are you recommending for people who want to do the vitamin C protocol?
We're going to have it soon, but on I'd have to go to Amazon and look at my orders and just to give you the brand that I'm using. And I actually, I must admit, I never looked to see if it was corn-based or not, because corn is... it's so GMO. I'm using Nutricost, Nutricost.
Okay, very good. All right, excellent. And we will have, a combination product for you. So stand by. But in the meantime, if you're anxious to get started, and I understand that, then you can make that, take that opportunity.
Yeah, what it means is we're going to put the amount of proline and lysine together, the amounts that I recommend together, and then have a separate ascorbic acid. So two tubs.
Okay. Horizontal ridges, interesting. Chronic issues, peripheral artery disease, zinc deficiency, thyroid issues, or uncontrolled diabetes is what they're saying. It could also be indented lines from illnesses with high fevers, trauma to the nail bed, or chemotherapy. I don't know if any of those apply to Michelle.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting to that you're observing this, but I mean, what would I do? Nails, I'd probably go to Total Biology or German New Medicine and look at what the nails are meant to do. And what I recall is nails are, you're grabbing onto something, you're holding on, it gives you purchase, as they say. And if you're not able to do that, if you're grabbing on, then you can be damaging your nails and creating a problem or this horizontal ridge by this action. So yeah. I would look at that as well, because it doesn't seem, for someone who's on our formulas and who is, you know, healthy, what you read off doesn't resonate with me. So it may be more on a conflict level.
Right. Michelle said it may apply to her. So we'll let her see if she can sort it out. But I love knowing the conflict basis of disease, because as you've said so many times, Carolyn, that when you take the formulas for an extended period of time, you know the body's getting the biological requirements met, and you really do have to look at the emotional conflict. We don't talk about it as much as we used to. When we had a two-hour podcast, we'd go on and on about it, but it's always fun to continue to learn about that. Okay, I think we're caught up on our chat board.
Okay, what have we got? Oh, yes. The next is pros and cons of supplements, drugs, and research. Not a big rant here. I just want to reinforce that you have to check out any supplements you're taking above our formulas with SUPCO, SUPP.CO or SUPPCO.com. I think either one will get you there. To get their trust score on dietary supplements, they're big business, huge business now. So a lot of fly-by-night companies throw out sketchy products to make a quick buck. I just read a Mercola article about collagen being sourced from low-grade tannery scraps. And these types of supplements lack third-party testing. They contain undisclosed amounts of actual collagen, that's what Mercola says, and some also harbor heavy metal contaminants and cheap filler amino acids. And as you know, our formulas are on SUPCO. We have an overall rating of 9.25 out of 10, putting us in the top 2% of dietary supplement companies. And our Remeg and Remite are 9.75 out of 10. So you know that they're trustworthy, and we know they do work, and you'll know they work when you take them. And diving right into the articles, look at us, Jenny, we're way ahead of schedule. So Rachel, the first one is weight loss drugs draw thousands of lawsuits alleging serious harm. And this, I mean, heaven forbid, this is pretty scary. So we've got, again, our good buddy Mercola writing, or his people writing, that thousands of lawsuits claim GLP-1 weight loss drugs cause severe injuries, including digestive shutdown, organ damage, vision loss, neurological complications tied to nutrient depletion. They're just not eating. They're not eating enough to sustain their muscles or their metabolism. It's because now more than 31 million U.S. adults are using these medications, safety patterns that were less visible when fewer people use them are being exposed. Now, that's kind of a big fat lie, because we could see the safety issues from, you know, day 10. New regulatory warnings highlight risks beyond digestion, including psychiatric symptoms and reduced effectiveness of oral contraceptions due to altered drug absorption. The underlying mechanism behind both weight loss and harm centers on appetite suppression and slow digestion, which disrupt nutrient intake, metabolic signaling, and cellular energy. Instead, and this is, they're saying, Mercola, of course, is pro-natural. So they're saying sustainable fat loss depends on restoring natural appetite regulation through gut repair, removal of metabolic stressors, adequate protein and carbohydrate intake, and proper dietary supplements rather than suppressing hunger signals. I mean, there's a lot more to weight loss and fat loss, including the German New Medicine Total Biology conflict of weight. So I mean, I guess all these lawsuits will have some effect. We continue. The next article, Meat to Plants. And this is in JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, their medical news. A shift from meat to plants, Heart Group says in updated dietary guidance. So just months after the new federal dietary guidelines for Americans made headlines with controversial recommendations that promoted red meat, butter, and beef tallow, the American Heart Association has released updated nutrition guidance for cardiovascular health. The organization's advice, laid out in a scientific statement in the journal Circulation late this March, encourages shifting from meat to plant sources of protein, namely legumes, beans, peas, and lentils, and nuts, and sources of unsaturated fat in place of saturated fats for food preparation. This statement also puts more emphasis on reducing sodium, and we need sea salt, but yeah, sodium, table salt, not so good. Sea salt is fine, but they're saying reduce sodium, reduce meat, and they underscore that consuming alcohol does not benefit health. They don't come right out and say, well, you know, alcohol is kind of poison. So at the time when keto diets and carnivore diets, I'm saying this, are proving that sugar and simple carbs are the cause of heart disease, this group doubles down on plants. So it's just, it's humans at play, you know, the constant battle, 50% for and percent against, just clashing. And us humans are stuck in the middle, and we have to figure out what's good for us. I know I can't eat a plant diet. I've tried and I don't feel well. The next article, magnesium for insulin resistance. So it was a podcast reporting on a study that showed a 71% chance of lowering insulin resistance by taking magnesium that supports insulin receptors. And of course, he talked about magnesium compounds and not our stabilized picometer ion formula, REMAG, which can do much more than magnesium compounds. But it's good. There's a lot out about magnesium now. Actually, I'll get to it in a minute. But let's go to the next article. It asks, why healthy 70-year-olds suddenly decline? So it's this group of three doctors that get together and talk kind of about natural things. I think they're all allopathic doctors that kind of switched after they, you know, too many people were dropping like flies. And I kind of jokingly say to these people when I meet them and say behind their backs that I fortunately was doing alternatives on day one of my practice. I went into medicine wanting to do alternatives. They did not dissuade me. During my internship, I was doing my naturopathic courses, and I practiced as a naturopath with a medical license and the ability to do testing, send people for surgery, do medications if I had to. Rarely did I have to. So these doctors, they get it partly right. And what they said, these, I guess they had five things that why 70-year-olds suddenly decline. They talked about the heart, atrial fibrillation. They talked about, well, that could be magnesium deficiency. They didn't say that. Aortic stenosis, when the aorta kind of, stenosis, it develops calcifications and it gets narrower. That can be magnesium deficiency, because when you have enough magnesium, you solubilize calcium in the blood. And if you have enough magnesium in your blood, you don't have calcium in the blood. The magnesium and vitamin K2 push calcium into the bones and teeth. And the third part about the heart was heart failure. And the heart failure can also be magnesium deficiency, where the heart muscles are weakened and because they don't have the to and fro of magnesium and calcium working together. The heart muscles become stiff with calcification. And that's a bit of a dramatic thing to say that the cells are stiff, but when you have proper heart muscle activity, the calcium ion channel is opened by magnesium. Calcium goes in and causes an active muscle potential. So it moves the muscle, and then the magnesium opens the channel again, pulls out the calcium. If you don't have magnesium to do that, as I understand it, the channel kind of stays open and calcium builds up and kills the cell. So that weakens the heart muscle. Number two in the decline of 70-year-olds is unexpected falls. You have to keep your muscles and bones and balance strong. I've experienced several falls this past couple of years, so I'm slowing down a bit, really watching where I'm going. Now, I haven't broken anything because my bones are strong and my muscles are strong, and I get my muscles back. But it falls, especially if you have osteoporosis because you don't have enough magnesium to balance your calcium and you haven't been exercising, the breaking of a hip can be so lead to a real decline. Number three, loss and bereavement. This major stress is very depleting on the immune system. And yes, at our ages, people around us are dying. We're continuing on, but people are dying. So we have to, how do you deal with that? Well, you have an emotional resilience, but emotional resilience can be strengthened with magnesium. I write about it in The Magnesium Miracle about a woman whose relative, I don't know if it was her husband, had prostate cancer or something going on. And it was so stressful. And her friend who was taking our formula said, well, at least take some of this REMAG. And it really strengthened her. So be sure in our sale on Wednesday, stock up on these formulas. Give REMAG to someone who's going through stressful periods. Give it to all the mothers on Mother's Day. You really can do a lot of good with a 32 bottle of magnesium, $32 bottle of magnesium. Number four is cancer. There's an epidemic of cancer. We can't tell you how to treat it. All our formulas may be important. And also looking at Total Biology, go to Danny-Carroll.com. He has free books on German New Medicine to describe the conflict and how to keep conflict out of your life. It's mainly by writing it out, talking it out, not obsessing on it, not talking it over and over to magnify it, but just this caused me to layer on some stress when this event happened. Oh, I had that same thing happen 20 years ago. Oh, I think I'm magnifying my 20-year-old conflict with this new conflict. And then you say, aha. And then it's like magic. It poofs and it evaporates that type of stress buildup. And the last one they talked about, I think they went from, you know, 5 to 1. One is the worst. Polypharmacy. Seriously, you go into most older people's medicine closet and there's like a dozen drugs. And that is very, very harmful. And I won't say anything more, but I will go to Ginny before we finish up our articles and see if there are any more questions.
Okay, welcome back, me. Everybody's been there the whole time. Yes, I do have, I think this is a great question. I've never heard anybody ask this before. Dr. Dean, will your calcium product get fully into the cell if someone is taking a calcium channel blocker? Does the drug stop or slow it down?
Calcium channel blockers don't block calcium. They block the little receptor sites of the calcium channels, as I understand it. They're not specifically going after calcium. I mean, I should check that, because like Ginny says, it's the first time we've had that question. But that's what my mind tells me.
Okay, very good. Well, we'll check it out if we get anything more. Michelle's here every week. We'll spill it next week. All right, very good.
But let me just say this. I do say that magnesium is a natural calcium channel blocker, and it does that business of opening the cell and then closing the cell so that more calcium can't get in. So it's working on that level. And magnesium is also pushing calcium out of the bloodstream into the bones and teeth.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, excellent. I think that's our only question right now, Carolyn.
Oh my God. I've got them mesmerized.
You do.
Oh, now here's a series. I just went a bit overboard on this. The truth about magnesium supplements may surprise you. And what I'm starting seeing is,
real quick before I go off the air, Andrew Huberman just said on his podcast last week that magnesium is going to become the next most trendy supplement. So it's probably why they're doing this. But I thought it was funny because it's been trendy for us since, you know, the cows came home. But apparently everybody's going to get on the trend now. So we'll see, Carolyn.
I know. It's like, yeah, we were there a long time ago, Andrew Huberman. But good on you. Good on you for catching up. They're catching up to us.
That's right. That's right. Okay.
Magnesium is the most hyped supplement on the internet. Some of it is real. Some of it is not so much. And then they say eating magnesium-rich foods is the best way to go. If you want to take supplements, that's a conversation you should have with your doctor. No, you can't have the conversation with your doctor. Your doctor doesn't know anything about magnesium. They just think it's a laxative. And then they say, yeah, you should talk to your doctor, especially if you have kidney disease. They keep poor people on dialysis. They make them avoid magnesium, and they're there with heart palpitations and twitching and all tense because they're magnesium deficient, because the dialysis takes out their magnesium, and they're scared of building up magnesium and it affecting the heart, and they have it so wrong. If you want to know about magnesium and kidneys, go to our customer service and they'll direct you to a chapter that I did on magnesium and the kidneys in my Magnesium Miracle book. The article, I don't know if you can read it online there, but they say, here's where it may make sense with constipation. Seriously, this is where the side effect of diarrhea actually works for you. For sluggish bowels, we usually recommend it in the form of the magnesium oxide, I think they say. Then they go for sleep, the data is emerging, but maybe weakly positive. Seriously, everybody knows that magnesium helps sleep. For depression, the best study was in 2017. That's like 10 years ago. It wasn't double-blinded or placebo control. I mean, people know it works for depression and for anxiety. They say for anxiety, the data just isn't there yet. So for most people, I'd rather you just eat magnesium-rich food. It's not in the food anymore. So this is all silly, silly advice. And Dr. Alan Christensen, he says the one form of magnesium that your thyroid actually needs. So he goes out on a limb. He talked about using magnesium citrate. And then he says, well, but you have to look at calcium. And he ends up talking about his calcium magnesium supplement with two parts calcium to one part magnesium. And seriously, that is so over. Is that the word? That is so old to say that. You need one to one. And then I think this is a bunch of Dr. Lee, L-I, a bunch of his AI podcasts. This poor guy, he has some sort of wellness channel, but they've ripped him off, the AI, and you can tell because he sounds like a robot. But there's this, I think I have three or four of him, taking magnesium glycinate. What is it? Oh, you can stop taking magnesium glycinate immediately if you're making this mistake. I mean, I listened to it and he said magnesium turns into poison if you do this. Clickbait, clickbait, clickbait. All they're doing is talking about it, its absorption and how if you're eating it with fiber or tannins or caffeine, it can flush out. It's all the things you already know, but twist it around just for clickbait and for views and for monetary gain. Another one, magnesium with vitamin D3. He's just found out that you need to take magnesium with vitamin D to make it work. And then just this morning, a very young looking Dr. Lee AI form says over 60 never take magnesium glycinate with vitamin D and K2 before watching this. So yeah, just hype and buzzwords. He starts off by saying, I'm not trying to scare you. I will only tell you the truth. And then he goes on to scare you. So yeah, a lot of hype about magnesium. And it's interesting, Ginny, you're saying that Huberman is big on magnesium right now. And it is huge because we're so deficient that any magnesium, any amount of magnesium is going to make people feel better. What we're doing is offering a type of magnesium where you can take enough to make a total difference in 80% of known metabolic functions and 60 to 800 enzyme systems. So they'll get on there and say, yeah, it's good for 300 enzyme systems and it does all these things, but it does cause the laxative effect. And we say, no, doesn't have to if you take our picometer size stabilized magnesium ions. So we have a few more minutes. Let me just ramble on to the last article or so. Ginny loves it when I finish the articles. The next one, Rachel, is your nervous system is still broken. Here's why. So this is our other buddy, Mark Hyman. We like Mark now because he started Supco.com with some friends. So he begins by saying you can't supplement your way out of chronic stress or biohack your way out of a body that feels unsafe. And I say you can. I say you can take enough REMAG and realign with the B vitamins and your REMIGHT to support your thyroid. I say you can help your stress factors with these nutrients that are so well absorbed and they do their work. And all these pronouncements that people are coming out now with saying you have to do all, I mean, what's he going to say? Breathing exercises, strength training, improve your sleep, get your sunshine. You know, stop. He does say stop your sugar. They have given up on dietary supplements because they haven't worked for everybody without fail or exception. But the dietary supplements, we call them formulas because complement. They complete the body. The body works with them and they do work. So he's going on about you can't heal your body when it feels under threat. I mean, the threat, there's a fear, there's anxiety, there's a gramophone thoughts, there's all that. And that can be reduced with magnesium. And then, of course, he says chronic fight or flight causes mitochondrial dysfunction. And they don't know what to do about mitochondria. They think there's no dietary supplements for mitochondria. Or they say, take these 20 supplements for mitochondria. And we just say, make sure you're getting enough REMAG and your B vitamins and you'll help your mitochondria 100%. I'm saying I think you can biohack your way out of chronic stress with picometer size stabilized magnesium ions because you can take enough to make a physiologic difference. You can affect your hypothalamic, pituitary, adrenal access that helps support your adrenal function. You can be relaxing your muscles and nerves, detoxing cortisol and toxins produced by stress. So that's Mark Hyman scaring us about chronic stress. And I think this is the last one. New drug shows promise for menopausal hot flushes and sleep. They keep doing this to us. They're always coming up with a new drug and then they wait for a couple of years until they find out all the side effects. And I'm not going to do much about the drug itself. They're just saying, oh yeah, it worked. We don't even know what percentage of people. It's just tedious, but What struck me about this drug is the disclosures. They have to disclose who's writing it. This study received funding from Bayer Pharmaceutical. Two authors reported being employees of Bayer, and four declared being employees of Cleaver Access, whoever, I don't know, I didn't look that up. Some authors declared receiving consulting fees honoraria for teaching sessions and lectures and support for attending meetings and participating in advisory boards of various pharmaceutical companies. Drugs, drugs, drugs. What do we do and say for menopause? Get your remag, get your realign, get your remite. When you have the sex hormones kind of dip, you have to support your adrenals, you have to support your thyroid. And you do that with our formulas and, of course, avoiding sugar. So there.
Avoid that sugar. Don't forget that. If you look at that article, I read a few lines and it said, this works better than gabapentin. When did gabapentin become a menopause and sleeplessness drug? I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Gabapentin is supposed to be for neuropathy. And even then, it's not a good drug. I mean, it's very toxic, but I mean, that just works better than gabapentin. Right. Oh my Lord, people. Holy cow. I've learned so much from Dr. Dean. You will too. Robin Noy says, I love the articles. And she does, because Carolyn just bam hits them right where they need to be hit with common sense. They're so invested in their own egotistical citadels. They don't even understand things that they're saying don't even make sense for the human race. It's really, really bad. So thank you, Carolyn, for doing that great service every week as she pours through the articles and selects the ones that are most relevant for our audience and make the most sense. And certainly by this time, you know, you do understand a lot of the formulas, but even, you know, people that we talk to on a regular basis, they are under so much pressure from their doctors that are not good for them. And most because their doctors are CYA, protecting their legal butts. They have no interest in the people. They're interested in protecting themselves. And even with the armed with the knowledge, you have to have knowledge, and then you got to be courageous. You have to trust your body. Who needed a statin before they came along?
Doctors will say to people, if you don't do what I say, you'll die. Mm-hmm. And if you don't do what I say, I'll kick you out of my practice. Mm-hmm. If they threaten, because they think they're on some moral high ground. They haven't been reading the literature about these drugs, and they don't know enough about alternatives to be able to say, oh, that sounds interesting. Let me look into it. So yeah, we're in a bad place here. The gabapentin, I have a whole thing that I think I have lined up for next week about the side effects and how they don't know what to do with neuropathies and nerve problems. So they just give this suppressive drug, this anyway, gabapentin.
We'll talk about it next week. That's going to be good. A lot of people, and they use it in veterinary medicine for everything to anesthetize, you know, to get cats through their anxiety, for every single kind of thing in veterinary. It is very bad for humans and pets. Oh, by the way, if you have pets and they have anxiety, they need Remag, and you can go to Pico Pets and get it for them. Yes. Get a Remag, and it's properly packaged. It's in the right size. It's got the right dosing directions on it, so you can use it with confidence. You know, exactly, been perfectly researched on how to apply it to your pet. But yeah, definitely. And we have so many testimonials on our website already with Pico Pets about how those formulas are helping every age of pet and many, many different conditions. So that's wonderful. Well, thank you, everybody. Again, drcd.com is just the best website, and we're so proud of it. We're so proud of Dr. Dean, our beautiful, who started off right as a little girl knowing everything, And then she became a beautiful woman. And now she's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful woman. And look at all the things that she's done. And her website is so full of resources. Please, please go there and avail yourself of everything you need to know. RNAreset.com. Have you checked out our website? Have you seen the update? It's pretty stunning. If you haven't done it yet.
We have beautiful new website. It just, it's so clean. It's like you're walking, you're floating into a new world. It's gorgeous.
Oh, glad. I'm so glad you like it, Carolyn. We just opened it up today to get the kinks out before the sale, and there were kinks. So I'm glad we did it this way. And the marketing team, hands down, kudos to everybody. It's been fantastic what they did. But you go look at that website. You look at those labels. You look at that art. They are beautiful. Mm-hmm. You can add a gift. Don't forget that. Mother's Day coming up. Today's Monday. We can probably have it to your mom by Sunday. You know, women are still the number one target for heart disease for a lot of reasons. Carolyn's iterated many of them here tonight. Just the whole issue of menopause, change in hormones, AFib, and grief. Women grieve. They grieve over their children. They grieve over this nation. I mean, people are in grief and women need that support. Please think about sending your mom some Remag. Remag balm. If you don't think she'll want to follow a water regimen, the balm is fantastic. The lotion, amazing. Please take advantage of the discount and get some to your mom. And of course, as Carolyn already emphasized, Subco, make sure you're stacking there and then just let people know. Go on that app and check it out. Make sure you're getting good stuff because 9 times out of 10, you're not. And the dates of the sale, as articulated fully by our wonderful director of the customer service team, Sarah Ellis, is May 6th through the 11th. So starting this Wednesday. All right. Emails coming with more information. We're even going to have games to get you to go look at the website and win free shipping. If you can answer Brian's very tricky quiz and find all of his little clues, you will get free shipping with your order. I think I said that right. I hope I did. If not, I'll have to fix it by the time the sale starts. But anyway, thank you for being with us tonight, you guys. And we're excited.
Thank you, everybody. Give me some hearts. I don't think my hearts are working.
Your hearts aren't working? There's hearts.
Yay.
There we go. Aloha, we'll be back next week, you guys. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Dr. Carolyn Dean, the Doctor of the Future. Become a member of drcarolyndean.com and get access to all her leading edge of creation information, as well as archives, webinars, and other valuable media resources. Join Dr. Dean and Ginny Almighty same time again next week.